There was also some great music at Stockholm's Concert Hall in Sweden today. It was in honor of the recipient of this year's Free Muse Award. He is American folk singer and songwriter Pete Seeger. Now, Mr. Seeger wasn't there to accept the award. He stayed home in the U.S., but he was ably represented by his grandson, Tao Rodriguez Seeger, who's a musician in his own right. Rodriguez Seeger says that his grandfather never slowed down, even when he was blacklisted in the mid-50s.
When McCarthyism hit America, and so many musicians and screenwriters, poets, people who were forced to not be able to work in their chosen field. My grandpa has often said that the blacklist sort of saved his career. It forced him to adapt, and he kind of single-handedly started the college music circuit. And the only places that would hire him were places that weren't afraid of the blacklist powers that be.
Maybe not so surprisingly, but he was hired by the Smothers Brothers. The Smothers Brothers...
That was later. And the Smothers Brothers went way out on a limb to hire him. And in fact, they were... CBS then cut the song you're referring to is Waist Deep in the Big Muddy.
And what was so controversial about the song?
Well, it was a song written from the point of view of a soldier and making the metaphor that crossing a muddy river during basic training... They had a foolish, incompetent captain who led them into a river that was too deep. And he drowned, and through the quick action of the sergeant, they all got out with their lives. And it's the last verse that says, well, I don't want to point any morals. I'll leave that for yourself. Maybe you're still walking and you're still talking. You'd like to keep your health.
But every time I read the paper, them old feelings come on. We're waist deep in the big muddy. The big fool says to push on. Waist deep in the big muddy. The big fool says to push on. Waist deep in the big muddy. The big fool says to push on. Waist deep, neck deep, soon even a tall man will be over his head. We're waist deep in the big muddy, the big fool says to push on.
So your grandfather recorded the song for the Smothers Brothers Comedy Hour. CBS, which was carrying the show, sponsoring the show, said that it couldn't air, so it didn't air. What happened then?
The Smothers Brothers, probably Dick, because he was the outspoken one, wrote to the Times and cried foul and said, CBS is censoring our best jokes and they're cutting out our best musical acts. And it became a real media scandal. So finally, after months and months of this, CBS relented and said, fine, you can have Seeger on your show. And Grandpa came back and he got to perform Waist Deep in the Big Muddy. And this time they let the song air in its entirety.
Your grandfather is not there in Stockholm where you are right now to receive this award. How come?
Well, he's almost 90. He'll turn 90 in May. And he just doesn't really like to be away from my grandmother for too long. He's also not particularly enthralled with his own fame. But I think that's what my grandfather feels is his job, is to speak up for those who don't have a microphone. He has one, so there he goes.
Are you going to play?
Yeah, probably a couple of my grandpa's tunes.
Is there one that you think you're going to play for the
audience?
Well,
I've just recorded two of my favorite songs of his, Bring 'Em Home, and another one that I've been singing for years called Well May the World Go. And as much as I try and be my own musician and write my own songs, I keep coming back to some songs of my grandfather's that just resonate truer than ever.
Well, may the world go, the world go, the world go. Well, may the world go when I'm far away.
Tao Rodriguez Seeger is in Stockholm today to collect the Free Muse Award on behalf of his grandfather, Pete Seeger, who you're hearing now. You can find out more about this annual award and past recipients at theworld.org. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH, I'm Lisa Mullins.
The World is a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston, supported in part by the Amgen Foundation, which seeks to advance science education, improve access to care, and strengthen Amgen's communities. Amgen.com. the National Endowment for the Arts, which believes that a great nation deserves great art, the United States Institute of Peace, and by the WGBH Fund for Environmental Reporting, whose donors include the Grantham Foundation for the Protection of the Environment, supporting a cooperative approach to solving our critical environmental problems while we still can, and the Candida Fund, furthering the values that contribute to a healthy planet.